that later, you know, about how plants really respond to extra care. I mean, it's strange something. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. What are some of the names of streams around Augusta?
Well, there's Ray's Creek, which is both a creek and a stream. There's Stevens Creek, which I used to think of as a stream, but then of course all streams at some point or another are creeks too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What other? Stevens Creek, Ray's Creek.
Where's Ray's Creek? Where are they at? Where's Ray's Creek at?
Ray's Creek, you cross Ray's Creek when you go out Berkman Road.
I see.
But it discharges, I think, into the Savannah River I'm not really exactly sure. I'd say probably, it probably now discharges into the canal. I'm not sure. Mm. The thing about how far the canal goes.
How far that way, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about Stevens Creek? Where's that? Is that on the south side of town?
Oh, no, it's north. It empties into the river above locks where the canal picks up.
Uh-huh.
I think. I'm not absolutely certain about my location, so.
Okay. What about south of here? You know of any creeks down that direction?
Mm-hmm.
What about Briar Creek?
I've heard of it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. What about if you're going up? What do you call a very small rise in the land?
Mm.
We got lots of them around here. What we're sitting on now, you call it the sand
hill.
Sand hill. Okay. Mm-hmm. You ever? What about something that might be a little bit larger than a hill?
It depends on where it is.
Okay.
If it was significantly larger than the surrounding hills, it'd be known as a mountain,
mm-hmm.
even though were it considerably smaller than the surrounding mountains, it'd be known as a foothill.
Okay. If you want to go into a door, go through a door, the first thing you put your hand on is what?
The knob.
Okay. You ever use that word for land?
Yes, uh-huh. But then not as a child. I can remember going to San Francisco in 1949 and being told that I would be staying on a place or in a place on Knob Hill. I thought that must be an interesting hill because the only kind of knob I then knew was a doorknob, and I thought that, that it was in the shape of a doorknob. And I thought those cable cars must be able to do wonders to negotiate one of those hills.
Yeah.
In those days, I always thought it was very interesting. I would like to do maybe the study of the childish imagination or maybe the child losing his imagination in a way because I can remember. We used to go to a place called Eagle Mountain, and I expected the mountain to be shaped like an eagle. And I expected Knob Hill to be shaped like a doorknob.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what about, let me see, often there's a mountain has a very rocky side that drops off very steeply. What do you call that?
A cliff.
Okay, and if you have a place where there's a it's not really a valley, but a place where a road goes through in a low place in the mountainous area. What would you call that?
A pass.
A pass. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Be a gap. Now that it all depends. But I would think of a pass